Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Revelation chapter 19. We're going to look at an invitation to the birds for supper. Stay tuned for our message. Reading in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 17, John said, I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free, bond, small, and great. That's some supper. Glad I'm not going to be there for that. Listen to this message and make it your prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer in. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
I'm reading again in Revelation chapter 19, verse 17, it says, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice. These messages from heaven are coming with a loud voice. No excuse for anybody not hearing them. And this time he's speaking to the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven. And he said, come and gather yourselves together under the supper of the great God, No, I'm going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm glad I'm not going to be at this supper. It says that the buzzards are going to come in, the fowl of the air, and the scavenger birds, and they're going to eat the flesh of kings and captains and mighty men and horses and those that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both small and great. Well, we can see now the beast and the king, they're getting upset, the kings of the world, and they're going to make war against the Lord. John said in verse 19, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Well, it all ends before it starts. It says in verse 20, and the beast was taken with him, the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that were deceived, and they received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now, this is not a good idea to make a war against the Lord. Well, in Revelation chapter 20, we read that Satan is bound for 1,000 years. It says, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed for a little season. So this angel comes down. He says he laid hold on the dragon, the serpent, the devil. He bound him. He cast him into the bottomless pit. He shut him up in the pit and set a seal upon him. You can see who's in charge here. Satan can only do what the Lord allows him to do. Well, then we find that the saints live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. John said in verse number 4, I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of the Lord, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Well, then we have the first resurrection, it says here in verse number 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Well, when 1,000 years is ended, we have another battle. It says, and when 1,000 years were expired, verse 7, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which were in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sands of the sea. Well, you'd think after 1,000 years the devil couldn't get anybody to follow him. 1,000 years of peace on earth, that's what everybody's been crying about. Well, he gets a great following. It says here that, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Well, that settles that little battle. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. Now, the beast and the false prophet, it says they are there. Remember, they were cast in there 1,000 years ago from this date that we have here in verse number 10, and they're still there. Eternal hell is eternal hell. Well, we then have the judgment at the great white throne. It says, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And so we see the setting here. First of all, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And so the setting here, we have these unsaved people. There's no Christians at this judgment seat. The Bible says there's a judgment seat of Christ. That's for Christians, and that takes place during the tribulation period. While that's happening on earth, we'll have the judgment seat of Christ as Christians with the Lord. But this is at the end of the tribulation period, and we have the great white throne judgment. And so we see the setting, we see the summons. It says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Every single person in this world is going to bow down before Jesus Christ and admit that he is who he says he is. And so we see the setting, we see the summons, and unfortunately for them, we see the sentence. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible says, look up, your Redeemer draweth nigh. If you do not know him as your Savior, you need to trust him as your Savior. You need to fall on your face before God, repent of your sin, ask him to forgive you, and according to the word of God, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those that are saved, there certainly is a victory in Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.